Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
Seven divisions and a total of 28 regions comprise the Ohio High School Athletic Association football playoffs. And this week, each of those 28 regions will crown a champion and send one of their teams onto the state semifinals. We welcome you to this week's edition of the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister, and thank you for joining us over the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's regional championship playoff games. After the higher-seeded teams hosted the first 3 weeks of the playoffs, neutral sites will be used this week for the regional championships and next week for the state semifinals. The 14 schools that win state semifinal games will advance to the ultimate neutral site, Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. Beside the stadium is the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and this week we took a road trip to check out all that is new at the Hall of Fame. But before we do that, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. When we come back, we'll go inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA, wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister. As we prepare for the state finals that will take place at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, many fans may have a chance to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame for the first time. We visited the Hall of Fame to show you some of the wonderful attractions you could see and to get a preview of what it takes to put on the OHSAA State Finals.
Ryan?
Yeah, hey, Ryan Cavanaugh, Spectrum Sports.
Rich Giroux, your Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Rich, thanks so much for having me out.
You are welcome. You're always welcome here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, where every day we want to tell the best stories about football.
Well, I love that, and I love football. And speaking of that, we're about 2 weeks out from the high school state championships that would be played next door, Tom Benson Hall of Fame. And I know a big part of that experience for the kids and the teams, the players, the coaches, is coming and visiting the one and only Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Well, let's take a quick tour and you can see what the kids are going
to
see.
Love to do that. Wow, Rich, what an impressive entrance to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Our lobby gets to tell the story of why the Pro Football Hall of Fame is in Canton, Ohio. And it's also our opportunity to celebrate our newest enshrinees. This year, the class of 2025 was a four-person class, and their memorabilia is here to help tell their story.
Speaking of memorabilia, I noticed a local guy of these college-wise is Antonio Gates. And something that stood out to me when I saw it is the Kent State basketball shirt, which is such a unique part of Antonio's story. Who decides
what goes into each player's display case.
They do. And it's one of the reasons I like this exhibit so much is it gives them an opportunity to help us tell their story. What was important to them in their development, in their growth, in their journey, in not only in football, but in their lives. And certainly for Antonio, it was that Elite Eight Kent State University basketball team and him posting up opposing players on the basketball court translated to him posting up people on the pro football field with the Chargers.
Now, I know we're here for high school championship state weekend, and you have been a fan of Ohio high school football for a really long time, not to age us here,
yeah,
but since you were 8 years old. Who was the most impressive high school football player you had a chance to see play?
Counting as a youth and then as a sports writer and then as somebody who has been in this job, when I think of that question, I got to go straight to Charles Woodson. Fremont Ross High School nearly carried that team on his shoulders to the state championship. They ended up losing to Massillon High School, Massillon Washington High School, which is still alive this year, to potentially get their second state championship.
Wow. Well, I know he has a special place in this building, and I think we're going to take a look at that here.
Let's go.
I've noticed throughout the building you have a lot of unique displays with some one-of-a-kind type memorabilia. Is that actually Charles Woodson's high school football helmet?
It is, and a lot of these guys realize that their journey might have begun in peewee football, but really where it starts to take off is in high school. That's where they start to make their mark or where coaches and recruiters start to notice them. And so in this case in particular, you've got Charles Woodson's helmet, you've got Darrell Rivas's high school helmet from Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. You've got Jared Allen's high school jersey from the school he attended in California. We got a sweater signed by Don Shula for Painesville Harvey. I mean, so many great stories trace themselves back to those high school years.
You know, Rich, one of the things I appreciate the most about the high school experience playing football is life lessons and what the game teaches you. And I know that there's a few pillars for the Pro Football Hall of Fame that go along with that theme that you guys are promoting here.
No question. Third pillar of our mission statement, promote the values of the game. And we think high school football, when it's played the right way and coached the right way, can teach lessons that are going to extend beyond their high school career, really, for the rest of their lives. The perseverance it takes, the dedication it takes, the trust in your teammates that builds in that locker room. Right now, there's a video playing on the screen. The title of the video is called The Huddle. And we use the huddle as a metaphor all the time of one of the greatest things about the game of football is 11 people coming together, deciding what they're going to do, and then going out and executing that job. And if they do it right, they succeed. And if they don't, they come back and they re-huddle and they do it again. And you're going to get knocked down on every play, but you get back up and you just keep trying and trying and trying. And ultimately, the teams that succeed are the ones that just never get up. You get knocked down 99 times, you get up 99 times.
You know, there's a high school coach in the Cleveland area who just retired, Chuck Kyle.
Yeah.
And he once told me that the 120 by 53 and a third football field is the greatest classroom for young men. And what I think is interesting about being in these hallowed halls is that those lessons in that classroom continues on even for people playing at the highest level.
And for us, it doesn't have to be a high school football player or any sport athlete either. So we get a lot of high schools that come through on tours, and they might be elementary school age, middle school age, high school age. And there's some message around character and around the game that we can translate and fit to each one of them. So when they leave here, whether or not they're football fans, whether or not they're NFL football fans, they're taking those lessons with them and hopefully for the rest of their lives.
Well, we've talked about the high school players and we've talked about the pro players. Why don't we take a look at the pinnacle, the apex of the professional football
players? That sounds good. Let's go see some bronze busts.
Well, Rich, you mentioned we were going to see some bronze busts, the famous Hall of Fame busts. And I have to tell you, first impressions of walking in this room, it is breathtaking. I've got the goosebumps going.
Well, there's no sign when we first came into the room that said, quiet, please. You're not in a library. But people treat it like that. The light's a little down, the sound's a little down, and people just stop, pause, maybe find one of their favorite players or somebody that they, you know a little bit about and want to learn a little bit more, but there's so many stories in this room.
And there's a lot of players from Ohio. And speaking of stories, Marion Motley, inducted in 1968, is one of those guys.
No question. Great fullback with the Cleveland Browns. High school football at Canton McKinley, literally in the backyard of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Marion was a standout at McKinley High School, lost three games in his high school career. Maslin, Maslin, Maslin. Coach of those teams, Paul Brown. Stretch it out now. We're in the mid-1940s, and Paul Brown is coaching the new Cleveland Browns in the All-America Football Conference, and he asks Marion to play on the Browns. That's how much respect Paul had for Marion, but it also meant breaking the color barrier. There had not been an African-American in pro football from 1933 to 1946, so Marion Motley was a trailblazer in reintegrating the sport of pro football.
That's a tremendous story, and if only these busts could talk and tell their own story, I could imagine that's a lifetime worth of great tales.
Well, John Madden, in his enshrinement speech, said that when the last janitor leaves the building and all the lights go out, the buses talk to each other. So no one's been able to authenticate that, but you're right. The stories that each of these buses could tell, or that the coaches could tell about them, and I know one of the things you and I talked about earlier, 382 buses in this room, about 330 of them are players, and I think right down the line, their coaches all said, yeah, there's something special about them athletically, but they were also the hardest worker on their team. And that's a message that I think the current kids can take away no matter what era it is. If you work hard and keep persevering, you can have success. And then those 14 teams that are coming here in a couple of weeks to celebrate that opportunity to win a state championship, that's the message that can be driven home. These guys didn't fall out of bed great. Some of them did lead their teams in high school to state championships. Most of them didn't. That success came later just by persevering and persevering. Here's another Ohio guy, Len Dawson from nearby Alliance, drafted by the Browns, bust. Goes to the Steelers, bust. Out of football, basically, until the AFL. And Hank Stram says, Lenny, I think you can be our quarterback. And he's 6 years into a pro career, goes to the Chiefs. And it was only within the last year and a half that Patrick Mahomes surpassed the records that Len Dawson set. Those are the kinds of stories that we're able to tell kids of any era. Keep at it, keep at it, keep at it, because success might just be around the corner.
That's tremendous.
Ryan, before you leave, let's spend just a couple minutes here in what we call the Pro Football Today Gallery, because this is where the kids are going to recognize names that they know. They're going to see memorabilia from somebody like Patrick Mahomes, Christian McCaffrey. The newest acquisition that we have is a jersey from Cam Little, who just kicked a 70-yard field goal. I think we'll see a 70-yard field goal in the high school championships here in a couple
of weeks. I don't know about that, but maybe it's coming.
It's coming. Hey, listen. When I played high school football, we didn't even try extra points. We'd go for two every time. We didn't have a kicker. And now to see what kids at the high school level can do, maybe somebody wins a game with a 40 or 50-yard field goal here in a couple weeks.
Well, I know that I could see why all the kids like it. This is the modern era type thing. How far are we from getting a mechanical Justin Jefferson doing the gritty? We're going to work on it, right?
Well done. Well done. That would definitely bring fans.
Yeah. Well, Rich, speaking of fans, I'm a big fan of yours and this Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's been a few years since I've been here, and I can't believe the improvements. I understand why the players and coaches like to make this a destination when they play in the state championships. And speaking of that, we're a couple weeks out. We'll be next door at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. I look forward to seeing you there.
I'll be there.
And thank you so much for your time. This has been amazing.
Thank you for having the opportunity to get here.
We would like to thank Rich DeRosiers for his time this week to show us around the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we come back, we'll hear from broadcasters around Ohio. This is the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Health Action Council is a member-driven, not-for-profit organization that provides employers with best practices for a healthy workforce through leadership, innovative services, and collaboration. Health Action Council works with employers to improve the quality, cost, and value of healthcare. The Ohio High School Athletic Association and Health Action Council invite all Ohio schools to join us for the Healthy Kids Step It Up Challenge. Find out details at healthykidsgo.org. Ohio Health Sports Medicine is proud to keep student athletes healthy and in the game. and is the official sports medicine partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Serving Ohio since 1891, Ohio Health Medical Experts are now available in 47 counties and help keep athletes ready to compete and active adults on the road to healthy living. Log on to ohiohealth.com or call 614-566-GAME anytime. Ohio Health, elite care for every athlete.
For the players on the court, cheerleaders on the sideline, and fans in the stands, Varsity Brands is a national leader in team athletic gear, school spirit, and championship memorabilia. Recognized and endorsed by the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Varsity Brands partners with schools, coaches, and students to build school pride and student engagement. Visit varsitybrands.com for more information. Varsity Brands, elevating student experiences.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA wear a piece of history.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now it's time to break down the regional finals with reports and broadcasters around Ohio. Let's start out first of all in the western part of the state of Ohio. And checking in from Lima's WOSN is Jen Beck.
Here in Northwest Ohio, there's an athletic conference called the Midwest Athletic Conference, also known as the MAC. The top four teams in that conference are still alive as we move into the regional finals. Here's a look at what happened last week and what we can look forward to this week. Starting in Division 7, Region 28, garnering their 76th win in a row, Marion Local had no trouble defeating 12-seed Fort Recovery. On the other side of the region, St. Henry defeated 11-seed Cedarville, setting up a rematch between the top two teams in the MAC conference. St. Henry comes into this game with only one loss, and it's to Marion Local. They'll play this Friday in Wapakoneta. Also in D7, Region 26, number 3-seed Lipsick will take on 4-seed Columbus Grove. Lipsick defeated Pandora Gilboa last week for the second time this year, and Grove, also second time this season, outlasted Lima Central Catholic. Lipsick and Columbus Grove will square off at Lima Shawnee. Next, Division 6, which takes us to our other MAC conference rematch. 5-seed Coldwater ended Tri-Village's season last week, and Anna did the same to Northeastern. Back in the regular season, Anna defeated Coldwater by one touchdown. The rematch between these two will take place Friday in Piqua. Division 6, Region 22, Hopewell Loudoun defeated Archbold 30-14 last Friday, and Cary was over Paulding 41-6. It will be a rematch for these two teams. Hopewell Loudoun and Cary played in the regular season way back in August. This Friday, they'll meet up in Findlay. Division 5, Region 20 also has a rematch. Indian Lake beat Marymount Friday to set up a rematch with Richwood North Union. When these two teams met in September, Indian Lake won by just 3 points. This weekend, they'll meet up again in Marysville. Also in D5, Region 18, number 1-seed Liberty Center against 3-seed Genoa Area. They'll be in Faustoria. And in Division 3, 6-seed Toledo Central Catholic takes on 5-seed Rocky River. That game is this Friday in Clyde. That's a look at Northwest Ohio. I'm Jennifer Beck for WOSN.
Now to the eastern part of the state from Marietta's WMOA. Here's Aaron Cassidy.
Thanks, Marty. We'll start in Division 3, Region 11, as state champion Watterson taking on third-seeded Steubenville. Steubenville wins in a thriller last week over Licking Valley 17-14. This sets up another regional championship between these two teams, same as last year. This game will be played at White Field in Newark. Division 4, Region 15, also a rematch of last year's regional championship. It'll be New Lexington taking on Indian Valley and Grady Kenzie. Grady Kenzie, of course, one of the best running backs in the state of Ohio, also just recently set the career touchdown record in the state of Ohio for rushing touchdowns. He now has 128 in his career. Wheelersburg has dominated Southeast Ohio Yale in the playoffs. They will now take on Nelsonville York, though, who won in a thriller 10-7 over Columbus Academy last Friday night. That game will be played at Hamilton Township's Alumni Stadium. Reporting for the OHSA Radio Network for the south and eastern part of the states, I'm Aaron Cassidy from WMOA and WJAW.
Now let's check in on the Cincinnati area from WCPO-TV. Here's Mike Dyer.
The road to Canton continues for five greater Cincinnati teams this week in the regional finals. Elder is one of those teams, taking on St. Xavier in the 110th meeting of the GCL South rivals in a Division I Region 4 final Friday night. Elder defeated Princeton in a thrilling 32-30 game in the regional semifinal here at the Pit last week. It came from behind, 23-point deficit erased there in that second half. And it'll be Elder coach Doug Ramsey against St. Xavier coach Steve Specht. 431 victories combined between the two coaches. Also, Division I, Region 2, Middletown making its first regional final appearance since the 1980s. Going to take on Huber Heights Wayne at 7 o'clock Friday night. Division 2 at Lakota West, regional final. Anderson, undefeated, 2024 state runner-up, taking on Trotwood Madison. It is the fourth consecutive regional final appearance for the Raptors. Division 4, Region 16, undefeated Indian Hill going to take on Germantown Valley View. Indian Hill has a 12-0 record for the first time in program history. For the OHSA Football Playoff Preview Show, I'm WCPO 9 sports reporter Mike Dyer.
And to round things out, we go to Central Ohio from 97.1 The Fan in Columbus. We visit with Ryan Baker.
Thank you, Marty. Eight teams from the Columbus Central Ohio area will play for regional titles this Friday. Two of them will be playing each other. That happens in Division I, Region 3, where the top two seeds will square off. Undefeated Olin Tangi Orange takes on 11-1 Pickerington Central at historic Crew Stadium. Orange intercepted a pass on the final drive last week to beat Olin Tangi Liberty for the second time this year, 21-17. Central came from behind to knock off Upper Arlington, 17-16. We have a big rematch in Division II, Region 7, as the one seed Big Walnut takes on the three Massillon at Sulzberger Stadium in Zanesville. The Golden Eagles beat the Tigers 14-7 last year to win that region. In Division 3, both Watterson and London look to make it back-to-back regional titles. In Region 11, Watterson has cruised into the title game, outscoring their playoff opponents 104-6. They play Steubenville at Newark's White Field on Friday. London has ground out two close playoff wins so far, and they'll be tested again when they take on undefeated Tippecanoe out in Fairborn. It should be a fun matchup in Division 6, Region 23, as third-seeded West Jefferson faces fifth-seeded Colonel Crawford. That one's at Marengo Highland. And two of the highest-rated seeds remaining in the state are in the area. In Division 5, Region 20, eighth-seeded North Union takes on the two-seed Indian Lake at Marysville's Impact Stadium. Then in Division 7, Region 27, Danville is the 11th seed. They'll battle the one-seed Hillsdale at Ridgewood. For high school football overtime on 97.1 The Fan in Columbus, I'm Ryan Baker.
That'll do it for a look at this week's regional final games. Let's step aside for these messages from the OHSAA, and when we come back, we will wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
You practice hard, you play hard, you're always reaching for your goals. You reach for the next point, the next yard, the next win. And after the game, reach for low-fat chocolate milk. It has the fluids to rehydrate you, the right mix of protein and carbs to refuel you, and the vitamins and minerals to help you build strong bones and bodies. Fuel up with chocolate milk. For more information, visit drink-milk.com.
EA Graphics is the official state tournament merchandise partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. EA Graphics is on-site at OHSAA tournament contests with t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and many other apparel items. And it doesn't end when the tournament is over. Check out OHSAA tournament merchandise online at shopohsaa.com. That's shopohsaa.com. EA Graphics and the OHSAA. Wear a piece of history.
The 2025 Ohio high school football season has already been a great one, and the OHSAA invites you to see how it all ends at the state championships inside Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Canton to be a part of the pinnacle of the high school football season and walk among the immortals inside the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Visit OHSAA.org for playoff information and tickets. Make it a weekend to remember with the OHSAA state championships and the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
Before we wrap up this week's show, a reminder that statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with the football playoff histories of every school in Ohio. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale at OHSAA.org/tickets. That includes a special ticket package with indoor access in the stadium club, as well as a youth football team ticket package. On Friday night, all regional championship games will be covered by Spectrum or the NFHS Network. On Spectrum News 1, the official television partner of the OHSAA, four games will be televised. In Northeast Ohio, Spectrum has Mentor versus Lakewood St. Edward. In Central Ohio, you'll see Pickering and Central take on Olentangy Orange. In the Dayton area and in Northwest Ohio, you'll see Huber Heights Wayne facing Middletown. And in Cincinnati, St. Xavier takes on Cincinnati Elder. All those games will be broadcast live on Spectrum News 1. And as a bonus, on Channel 314, Massillon, Washington takes on Sunbury Big Walnut. In addition to those five TV games, 17 more will be streamed online at OHSAA.tv and the NFHS Network. Check OHSAA.org for more details. In our next playoff preview show, we'll go inside the state semifinal pairings and see how the OHSAA determines how those state semifinal pairings are set. We thank you for being with us for this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. This episode has been produced by Tim Streed and Adam Dell. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. We'll see you next week.